Welcome to Bunktastic with Kyle and Jared.
Oh, Saint, can you rock?
What's Bam. Up? How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. At my house, everything was going crazy. My sister and her boyfriend are there for football. My dad's yelling and shit, and the dog's running around. And they're going to make a breakfast
dinner. Playoffs?
Breakfast dinner. I'm excited about that. I can eat as many eggs as bacon. As many eggs as a pig can, and then eat that pig.
Snap. What are they making for dinner?
Pancakes, waffles.
Oh, so it's a breakfast dinner?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I'm sorry.
Breakfast dinners are the shit.
I just like breakfast food in general.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, but breakfast for dinner, it always tastes better like at night. I don't know why.
You guys don't think I actually do pay attention. That's just how stupid my mind works.
So once I talk about Skyrim and I talk about killing dragons, you're like, do you fight dragons in that game?
That's just how stupid my mind works. I am paying attention. It's just so hard to keep up. I'm just going to comment. That Cowboy Bebop intro is pretty awesome.
Doesn't it make you feel like you're in a 1930s detective movie?
It does. The detective. No,
you're wearing a trench coat, suspenders, yeah. A pistol, and a tie. You got a fedora. Yeah, that show is one of the best animes, in my opinion. That is real good. Yeah. Really, really good.
That third voice you hear is our friend Mike. He's just going to be the third party.
We're just here.
We're not going to throw this out as a guest. It's just us.
Yeah.
Chilling on a Sunday. Not doing anything. Kyle was in a chaotic mess with his family, obviously. I'm just sitting here watching Alaska, The Last Frontier with Mike. Nothing too crazy going on at my house today.
Chilling. Snowing outside, kind of a blizzard out. It's cold, it's windy.
I didn't even know it was snowing out. That's how bad it is.
I was thinking about snowflakes and, like, how all the water on Earth is always, like, has always been the same amount of water.
Always reproduced, it's
so
recycled.
So when you drink water, you're drinking water made of dead people, dead things, the water that they drank. Every snowflake is, like, a person.
Now, when we drink water, do we actually bring it out so when we die and decay, all that moisture is going back into the ground?
Wait, what? Repeat that?
When we drink water and we intake it in, it turns into blood and whatnot, our fluids, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we die and everything, does the water just filter through all the soils and, well, probably not anymore.
Well, I don't know, maybe evaporate into the air.
Somehow it probably leaves your cool. The way most caskets are, they get put in those vaults, those cement vaults.
Because as soon as you said all the water you drink in is someone...
When your body's sitting there, you're probably evaporating, you're drying out slowly.
I'm just thinking of a cup of a zombie piss, just sipping on it with a straw.
You ever drink pee before?
No, I don't think I've actually just said... when I was a kid, one time I flicked it in my face, peed, and just was like, salty!
There's been three times in my life when pee has gone in my mouth. Once, voluntarily, twice, not. And twice was actually... Alright, the first time... I peed in a bottle, got curious because I wanted to know what pee tasted like. I drank pee. It's not as bad as you think. It smells worse than what it is. It tastes like, it's like hot, salty water with a hint of that, like, urea. You know, the ammonia.
Yeah. All I've
got a little bit of that. It's like, ooh, it's got a little tang to it. I mean, depending on how much water, it wasn't early morning stuff, so...
it wasn't the first pee.
Yeah, it wasn't first pee, so it's cool. And the second time, I kind of had a bowly as a friend. He wasn't really my friend. Like, I guess he wasn't really a friend. No. And I was sitting at the bottom of his steps one time on a porch.
And he peed on
me. And all of a sudden I hear a... And I just feel hot getting hit. And I look back because I thought maybe he was hitting me with a super soaker. Because we always, like, used to just... We blast each other with hot water with super soakers. He's just pissing into the all over me, dude. And it just went into my mouth, all over my eyes. I just ran home. I didn't say anything to him.
Did you cry?
Yeah, I cried. I was in third grade. I just was like...
He just pissed on you. Just straight up. It wasn't even like an accident.
I was waiting for him because he was like, I'll be right back. And I was sitting on bottom of the steps just thinking to myself. And the next thing I just feel I'm getting doused with piss. I should have just turned around and beat the fuck out of him, broke his dick. Dude. I was so much bigger than
him.
I just don't know. I was just too nice. You know,
you're a nice guy. I don't know.
And either way, and then the same kid, you know those little toy rockets that you fill with water? They're red and see-through. I don't know how many there are. And you have a little pumper. You connect them to this pumper and you pressurize air into them.
Oh, yeah,
and
like press a pump.
Yeah, and it like they launch because of the pressure.
Yeah.
Well, we filled one with piss one time.
Oh, my God.
And we pumped it, and we pressed the button, and we both looked up to watch it launch. And since it's pressuring out the water to launch off the little pad, it just pissed blasts into our faces. It was a mixture of mine and his.
Oh, my God. That's so gross. I remember one time when I was a kid, I used to live in a garage, and we'd have a kerosene heater heating up the garage, like one of them round ones. It's definitely not safe for when you're a kid to live like that, but we were living like it anyways. And I just got bored, and I didn't want to go out and freeze, so I pissed on that thing for like 10 seconds after I just started a little whiz, like did a couple little spritz on it. Dude, that stunk up my whole garage. I just wanted to see what it would do. It just fizzed instantly. It just was like...
You pissed in a carousel.
It was like a barrel. It was like one of them circular ones that fucking had a cage around the top.
Yeah, and I know you're talking about.
Yeah, I pissed on the top of that. Just like a couple squirts just to see what it'd do.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
It just evaporated and stunk up. I'm like, and I ran outside.
Man, the things you do as a little kid.
I might have pissed myself. I'm not going to lie. I can't remember what happened after that. I just know that stunk. Maybe I pissed all over. I just can't remember.
A similar thing with stink and heat. One time we were going to go to the mall, me and my family, and I was like the first one sitting in the car. And I remember I saw Men in Black 1, and there's a scene in that movie when he gets his fingerprints burnt off, he touches like the red hot. There's like a silver cube with glowing fingerprints, and he puts his hands in there, and for a second Will Smith's like,
yes, yeah.
Well, like, I popped in the car lighter, and I pulled that out, and I just jammed my pointer finger into it, because I'm like, I'm going to burn my fucking fingerprints off, and it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm going to not have fingerprints, it's going to be cool. I stuck my, like, I just did it willingly. I jammed my fucking finger into that car lighter. Didn't even feel it. It just went, whoosh, and it just, like, then I pull it off, and instead of having no fingerprints, I have white and black crusted.
Yeah, they crusted
the shape of the fucking car lighter, that ring. I'm like, oh, and it stinks, like,
burning flesh.
Burnt flesh, and it's in the car. I'm like, fuck! And I put the car lighter, and I come back in, and I peel the ring thing off, because it's a crusty scab.
Oh, I know.
And it's just, I have this red, raw fucking fingertip now. I'm like, fuck me. And my dad is like, what's that smell? And I start...
Oh, my God. How long did you keep it on there for?
Not long. I just did it enough to be like...
I have heard.
And it was like... And then he's like, what's that smell? And he's yelling at me, and I started crying because he's yelling at me. I didn't cry because of the pain, because I didn't feel it. It just went... And then, like, it wasn't even like that red hot. What's going on? Either way... Yeah, he did that, but like, I didn't do it with the rest of my fingers, and I grew my fingerprints back, so needless to say, that didn't work. And, fucking, one time I was saying that same story to a friend one time at a garage sale, and jokingly, I showed him what I did with a car lighter. I burnt my fucking finger again, but it wasn't even hot. The thing wasn't even, like,
you actually
I didn't even pop it in.
You grew mutant skin and actually, grew a resistance to it. I have a very similar story. When I was a kid, my dad always had junk cars in his yard and everything. He used to fix them up and whatever. He had this piece of shit, red, I can't remember what it was. It was like a Festiva-type car, Geo Metro, I can't remember what it was. And I thought it was dead, so I push in the lighter, it popped out. I look at this lighter, it's not glowing like a normal lighter would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at him like, did that actually light? Because this car's been sitting here a little while. So I'm like, smell it like a stupid kid. Like, what the fuck is that gonna do? So I'm like, instant burn. Same as that thing you said. It freaking melted that little coating around my fingertip.
It was white,
yeah,
crusty, and it was white. Ooh. And it was like the rings, the inside of a car lighter. Those old time. I don't know anyone who has a car lighter anymore.
I do.
They, you do that, and it turns your flesh, like, it's a white rings, like the inside of a tree. Like, if you cut a tree in half, Or it's just the exact shape of the car. Like, you get branded. It's gross.
God damn it.
That's funny.
That is. Another thing, man. It's another thing. It's a sign from Jesus.
Yo, here's Jesus. Something. You know how, like, as friends, we have weird symmetries of things that happen?
Yeah.
Like, we had Justin on yesterday, and we have Adam on, too. And the weird thing between me and him is we have all eaten Gusher. Our first Gushers, the Gushers
fruit snacks. They were off the floor.
They were off the floor.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry I never told you this.
No, you didn't say it on this.
Oh, okay. You knew it? You guessed it?
You told me this.
Oh. What were you saying? Anyway, I'll just say it anyways. What, my first one was like, because Gushers were like the rich kid fruit snacks. I always they were like more expensive at the time, me being a little kid in school. And I don't mean to talk about school and shit a lot. It's just a lot of shit funny happens to me then. But the Gushers thing, like, a kid next to me was eating them, and he dropped one on the floor, and I saw on the ground, and I kicked it over and held it between my feet, so no one knew that I was holding a floor gusher. Then when everyone got called up for recess, I waited until everyone was out of my table, and I reached down, picked it up, and ate it.
So it wasn't even like a 5-second rule, it was just sitting there for
it was,
a while.
I don't even know, it was a whole...
So you knew what color it was and everything.
It was a blue one.
The best one.
Yeah, I got introduced, I didn't give a fuck what the
You got introduced to a pubic blue gusher.
There was no pubes on it. I brushed it off. I waxed it like a shiny new apple. The little
I hate gushers. I haven't had them in a few weeks, but I usually buy them because I'm a sucker for them sweets.
I love fruit snacks.
There ain't no way you're going to do that. They're all sticky and shit. You rub it all over your shirt, it's all sticky.
No, this one was fine. This one was not one of the ones that were fused like, together or already like oozing.
Exploded, yeah.
Have you guys noticed, like, lately that, food products are slowly declining. Like, back in the day, Gushers were perfect. They'd fall out individually. Yeah. Nowadays, you cannot get a motherfucking package. They're all together.
Or it's cereal.
Everything.
Honeycombs used to be a lot bigger.
Was McDonald's as shitty as it always has been? Like, when you're a kid, it seems like it was alright. You know what I mean? But nowadays, you're like, fuck that shitty food.
I think when McDonald's first came out, they were legit hamburgers.
That's what I'm saying.
And then it just got turned into the white cancer chicken paste that it is now.
Did you guys know that... Alright, I found this out from one of my old roommates. He worked at McDonald's for the longest time, and he had to take, like, a manager's test.
I have worked at McDonald's.
He had actually learned, like, the history of McDonald's, and he told me once that the Big Mac was actually invented, like, by a black man, and it was in, like, I forgot what year it was, but, like, he was just a normal fry cook and just came up with this sauce and then became, like, he sold the idea to McDonald's.
He's like, ketchup and mayonnaise.
Special sauce. He's like, ketchup, mayonnaise, and Thousand Island dressing.
Right?
It was the craziest thing, though. It was, like, he had to learn, like, the whole history of McDonald's, like, who actually, like...
He's like, all the secret ingredients, cancer. Yeah. He's like, you're like... He's like, it's cream cheese, Thousand Island dressing... Chives, cancer.
I think it's Thousand Island dressing and like vinegar or something.
Bullshit. Fuck the Big Mac. Did you ever watch that movie called Super Size Me?
And that's bullshit. I'm reading like so much of misinformation in that fucking movie.
Who's going to McDonald's and eating that much food at once?
There's a guy who just did it this year. Well, not 2014, 2013. He said he lost 30 pounds, but here's what's up. They don't mention that he was a fat guy, and he's like, I started walking, he reduced his calorie intake, so he's going to lose weight from being a fat guy anyways, just from getting more exercise and eating less. It doesn't matter what he's eating. But if he keeps eating McDonald's, he's going to get fucking sick and die.
What was Morgan Spurlock? That was a lot of misinformation, because it's like, I'm eating all the shittiest thing. One thing off the menu, it's like, you can choose what you can eat, like... He was like, I can't remember, I've only watched the movie once. He's like, I gotta choose at least one thing off the menu, like, every week or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Is this before they had the salads and that kind of shit?
Maybe, probably.
Or they had hot dogs for a little while?
Yeah.
Everybody loves the McRib, man. I hate them. I'm like, why would you eat the McRib?
Oh, the McRib is back! No,
compressed.
We're giving fucking McDonald's airtime right now. Fuck you, McDonald's. I used to work for you, and it sucked.
I'm telling you, they stink.
They are not good. But I still eat it. I'm not going to lie. I have eaten it recently.
I can say that, like, fish. I've been a cook for so long, I've never worked fast food, ever.
You're a good cook. You're not a guy who just needed a dollar.
I still need a dollar.
I never worked in fast food.
Speaking of which, got a dollar?
You're a hippie. You never worked. That's what you do.
Right?
Lows and hookers.
I work on myself.
Oh, snap. Drop them shits on your belly button rings.
Pass me that ball. I'm about to get crazy.
Ooh.
full of mini wheat.
Eat this shit. I love cereal.
I love me some cereal too, cereal, man. I've been eating a lot of like mini wheats that are have like the strawberry topping. Like
ooh, those will give you the shits.
I think the milk more gives you the shits than the fiber does.
Man. You do. You have those milk mornings.
Back in the day, the milk mornings, they were horrible. I used to eat a lot of oatmeal with milk and a lot of like cereal. You don't realize what kills your stomach until you start thinking for yourself and fucking been like, man, my stomach hurts. Why does it hurt?
You're a little kid. You're like, I know how to make cereal.
Yeah, I know how to make cereal. I know how to make oatmeal, so I'm going to eat that. That fills up my stomach so I can get through school.
I just liked cereal. You want to hear like a fat kid sad story?
Let's hear it.
One time, in like the first day, I think 7th grade, I got picked on by a kid. And if I didn't cry or nothing, kid was but me. Like, my parents brought a bread-making machine, and I remember coming home on the bus being all bummed out, and my dad was like, here's a piece of bread, and being in my room, being all sad, eating a fucking piece of homemade bread.
How delicious was that bread, though?
It wasn't that good.
Really?
I think because I was sad, and I have, like, a
tears don't go well with sandwich bread.
He's wiping the tears off with bread.
Dude, it's homemade bread was delicious. My parents used to make the shit out of it, man.
My mom makes homemade bread all the time, man, and it's like...
How much that bitch cost?
What, to make the bread?
Your mom.
To make
the bread for me.
Dude, I'll just bring some bread for you one of these days.
All right, I was just trying to hook a brother up. Brother's mama up with some cash to make me some bread flow.
Dude, she makes butter. Like, I've been a cook for, I don't know, 8 years. She makes better bread than me. Like, I mean, like, far
does she make as good a pizza dough as you?
You make pizza dough?
Oh, yeah, I can make some real bomb pizza dough. Like,
you ever make, like, just, like, white pizza where you put, like, the ricotta cheese and then
yeah.
cheese?
Oh, yeah.
So what about sloppy Joe pizza?
I've made anything that you can put on a pizza or think about putting on a pizza, I've done it.
I can make some good sloppy Joe pizza.
Honestly, the best pizza I've made, speaking of white pizza, like, I did a ricotta base. And basically, you take heavy cream, ricotta, you mix it so it's like an actual sauce to go over, so it spreads nice, mozzarella cheese, and then shrimp and chorizo. I don't know if you know what chorizo is. It's like a... It's Portuguese. It's a Portuguese sausage.
I'm trying to know something.
No, but... Shrimp and chorizo with chili oil. And that is, like, the most bomb pizza you can have. I swear to God, it's
I like
so good.
This one. Because I can't... It's like, ever since I hit my 20s, I can't eat red sauce. Instant indigestion.
Like I get acid reflux from it. Like
Red sauce. Anything red. I used to wake up with, like, throw a bile in my mouth and shit.
Well, I mean, that's what awful. We get from living in, like, base town, though, you know?
Right, dude. Constantly. Anything with, like... Spice, like, I love Mexican food stuff too, and that don't do nothing. It's like the red sauces.
We're talking about food. Mike, throw us out the recipe to make some good pizza dough. The best you can make, because every time I try to make homemade pizza dough,
you gotta remember,
I'm a shitty motherfucker at making it.
I was making
just
yeast.
It's all bland
double yeast.
And nasty.
I was making like 60, 70 pounds worth of dough at a time, using 50 pound bags of flour.
What if I have many kids?
But like,
just bragging.
Oh, that's
like a recipe. You need to be a bad to make real pizza.
You need to make big bad motherfucker.
Nah, it's like, I mean, it was a pizza joint, you know what I mean? Pizza pasta.
Yeah, Jared, sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going.
What happened?
Basically, it's really easy to make, but it's really easy to fuck up. Because, like, you gotta have the right temperature water, it's gotta be filtered water, you can't have just, like, regular tap water, because that can actually kill off the yeast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, any of the, like, additives into the water, like city water and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could kill the yeast. But you gotta have it, it has to be, like, just above, like lukewarm water. It can't be hot, can't be cold, otherwise that'll kill the yeast. Yeah.
It's gotta be at, like, 100 degrees how much it's gotta be at.
And then,
you can't get over, like, 100 and, what, 20, or you kill it, or 110?
130, actually.
Dude, I've been cooking for myself forever, man.
But, like, basically, you add your water into your mixing bowl, then you add your yeast, and you add sugar, and the sugar will... Well, the yeast eats sugar. That's what they feed off of.
Yeah.
So then you gotta wait for the yeast to start bubbling up to the top, and that's when the yeast is colonizing, and, like, that's when it starts to be active. And then you add your flour after that. You wait a few minutes, mix all that yeast into the water, add your flour, and then you add salt. And the salt's really just there, honestly, for flavor. It doesn't actually do anything, but if you add it in with everything else, like the water and the sugar and everything right off gate, the salt will kill the yeast. So you can only mix it for so long.
So what, the yeast have to be strong, like, they actually mature quick, their lifespan is quick of a matter of minutes, so they got to be in, like, teenage form to accept the salt?
Kind of. It's weird how it's like it is. It's like the salt, like after it's like mixed in, like the flour's mixed in with the yeast and everything, it'll basically mix right in and you're good to go. The salt is literally just for flavor, and you don't add like...
So like after you make it into, add the flour and everything, you have a dough, then you add the salt?
No, you add it in as it's mixing. Yeah. And it's kind of weird, like, you'd think that it would kill off the yeast, you know what I mean? Then the dough won't rise, but it still does. It's just, you have to, like, you can only let it mix for a certain amount of time. And, like, I don't know, it's just, the process is fucking crazy.
And it's, then you put in the mixer, it ends up in a... Yeah, and there's no standard ingredients, yeah. Like, amounts, look up.
I mean, you can make, like, different doughs, like, you can make focaccia bread, you know what I mean? But you gotta, after you're done mixing your dough, you gotta fold in your herbs and stuff like that after. Yeah. Like, you can't, like, mix it all at once. Cooking is so goddamn
fuck,
you know,
man.
You know what?
Wish the Ninja Turtles were here, they'd be getting crazy.
Straight up, the turtles would be sitting there, like,
sitting off in the corner.
Remember the action figures used to come with pizza points?
Dude, I don't remember what? That. I remember
there'd be a little thing in the corner of the cardboard that would say one pizza point, and it would show a slice of pizza.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah.
We had a brother, one of them. Had a little action figure, and it looked. He had pizza, like a pizza shooter, at his chest. You threw pizza on the back and shoot little pizzas.
Yeah, I remember.
Dude, he looked like he was in such a roid rage, like grinding his teeth down. His facial expression, yeah, the Ninja Turtle mouths
were always the same. One side was grinding teeth, and one side was a closed mouth.
Both of them, no,
stroke face.
No, he was just crazy, like biting down. His whole mouth was Leonardo, and his eyes were popping out of his brain. It looked so crazy. I never noticed it when I was playing with a kid, but now I look at it when I was.
I always thought they were so cool.
They are cool.
I had a bunch of those toys.
Man. I love
you guys ever have, like, the Ninja Turtle trucks and stuff like that?
I never had the trucks.
Like, I had the van, and I had, like, the other, like, crazy, like, tank, like, track. Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it.
I had a bunch of them. I didn't have the, like, what was it called? The Astro Crag or something like that. No, that's the thing from Global Guts. There was the fucking thing that Krang had. There was that big, the Technodome.
Yeah,
I didn't have that, but... I had the Turtles, I had Shredder, I had a Foot Soldier, I had the robot that was with them. There was a robot that was like a robot, and then there was like a robot turtle. And he had like see-through pink brains on top, and then if you held like a light underneath his, like on top of his head, his eyes would glow, because like his eyes were also made of the same plastic as all one piece. Toys back then were fucking cool, I think, in my opinion.
They were real cool. Now they're just cheaply made, man.
Ninja Turtles,
just like, you know? Just like food, just like everything else, just slowly declining in quality. Disappointing. I love the shit out of Ninja Turtles. I think you or Mike was telling me the other day, there's a, like, when they first came out, they were assassins? Are you telling me this?
I think
the comics are supposed to be, the comics are supposed to be, like, darker.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, more violent. They're, like, actually ninjas. We're like, well, dude, look what the weapons are fighting with, and yet they never fucking kill anyone.
No, that's not, I'm not saying, that's what I meant, like, the earlier comics.
Yeah, like, in there, they were darker. I remember somebody telling me about this, too, before, is, like, way, like, the very first comics, when they first came out, like, it was really gritty.
Oh, no, my other buddy told me it wasn't you guys.
Yeah, it's not like the kids' cartoon.
No,
the comics
no, no,
are,
no.
And, like, Raphael's crazy and shit.
Yeah, he's, like, a crazy asshole and just... And, like, they actually cussed and stuff in the comic books, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, like, kiddie at all.
Cool.
They were, like, an adult comic.
He was saying they had guns in the beginning, then they had to dumb it down, like,
nerf
it up for the TV... Like the pilot of it, they had guns.
I like Michelangelo. Like the brand newest Ninja Turtles that's on like Nickelodeon now, where it's all CGI.
Got me.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. They look. Yeah.
Wait, the one where they're like teenagers. Like
they're like they're teenagers. Like it's kind of kiddie, but the CGI is really awesome, and it's like a comic book. The way it looks, like if you were to just like their animations are like more expressed. They'll have like little thought bubbles above their heads, and their faces will be like anime almost. I don't know if you watch. Seen anime.
I watched SpongeBob. That's
like the characters are more animated and their expressions are all like, it's cool, but then again, like you said, it's not like as violent as I would like ninjas to be fighting things.
Yeah. Speaking of SpongeBob, I was just telling him a little while ago, like, you know SpongeBob is actually meant to be an adult cartoon?
Yeah.
And then like Nickelodeon just offered that guy a crap ton more
Tom
money.
Tom Kenny?
Yeah, offered him a lot more money to make it a kid's cartoon.
Yeah, he did Tom Kenny did the voice of SpongeBob. He also did the voice of Heifer from Rock Was My Life.
Yeah.
And I've gone back and watched that show now, and there's, like, jokes that I didn't get as a little kid. There's one where Rock Was car gets impounded, and his car calls him up from the impound lot, And behind his car, like, it shows his car on the phone, and behind him is, like, a tractor trailer, and he's grinning,
Yeah.
And the car goes, Rocco, help me! And you're, like, the car's squeaking, and the fucking car's getting butt-fucked by the semi. That's what they're implying. Yeah. Rocco, help! You're squeaking.
Dude, that show is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, innuendos and adult humor. SpongeBob does, too.
There was, like, one episode of Rocco's Modern Life I remember where, like, they all started, like, tripping out, like, they were on acid or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, the one where they were cleaning out his house, and, like, one of them went and puked in the toilet, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, they all started tripping face, and they're, like, their pupils just got huge, and, like, a music video started.
What? Yeah, yeah, there's one, too, where they, the Toe Jam Tea or whatever, and Rocco has all those little guys helping him out when he's sick. He's just losing it. Yeah, a lot of that shit's, like, adult thing you just don't know.
You just don't know.
Adventure Time's like that now, too. That whole show is like an acid trip, man.
It's fucking crazy.
It's awesome.
That explains why my dad loved that show. He would actually watch that show.
What, Rocco?
Rocco's Modern Life, when we would come over and he would just be watching it.
Like, dude, Ren and Stimpy's fucked up, too.
Yeah, the show was dark. My mom wouldn't allow us to watch it, but we would always end up watching it.
Didn't that originally start like on MTV or something like that? Or like,
it rebooted on MTV.
Yeah.
I know it came out again like on MTV or something. Like Spike or something. Yeah, yeah. Spike. Jinx. I'm trying to think of Afro Samurai was like the last cartoon I've really watched.
Afro Samurai was good.
I went back and watched like Beast Wars and shit like that.
You watch Samurai Jack?
Yeah, I haven't gone back.
That was like a groundbreaking cartoon for animation because they didn't use any black outlines for like.
Yeah,
that was insane.
They didn't use. That was the first cartoon I watched that didn't have any black outlines.
Yeah, that was like a big deal back.
The guy who made that also made the Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon.
Yeah,
fucking Phil Marr did the voice of Samurai Jack.
Dude, that's actually still on to Samurai Jack.
Do you ever watch it? Yeah. It's more so about like the arc because it'll just play like really soothing music and show you real cool visuals, and then there's crazy battles. Yeah. You're like, this show's fucking awesome. Yeah. Like, it's on Netflix. Yeah. Samurai Jack, dude.
Watch it.
The guy who did Dexter, the guy who made Dexter's Lab, is the guy who made that show. I think.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it must be nice to have the ins and all like Nickelodeon shows and shit.
That was a Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Seth MacFarlane was one of the writers for Johnny Bravo.
No, but that's awesome.
That makes sense, though, right? Though
I can see that now.
Really 80s themed. Like,
he's also part of his first job was Hanna-Barbera.
Who
worked? Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, worked for Hanna.
Dude, even if you don't like Family Guy, you have to appreciate the work that guy has done. He wrote and all the music. That guy knows how to write. He like sings and does all that kind of stuff. Dude, he drew. He made up that whole show. He wrote it and like. He animated it. He drew it and everything, too. Yeah. He did all the artwork.
He gets all his props, man. Now he's taking movies and shit. More props to Seth MacFarlane, man.
He's all charming looking and shit. And he seems like Frank Sinatra. So I was like, who is this fucking guy? He looks like he should be wearing a tux all the time.
Oh, fuck you, handsome.
He's wearing like a Hugh Hefner smoking jacket all the time.
Yeah, I love that guy.
He's got a glass of cognac in his hand constantly.
He's funny.
Sure, that must be nice to be.
I will say, the guy can sing.
Yeah,
the guy can sing.
Got some pipes.
You ever hear Brian on the show sing? There you go.
Everybody, that's Stewie. Fucking everybody sings. Every voice on that show that he does. Peter Griffin does even. He does Quagmire too. I think
he does a lot. Yeah, he does Quagmire. Peter, Stewie, Brian.
I will say American Dad.
Ted Tucker.
American Dad's far funnier than.
I agree. I think American Dad is funnier too. Yeah.
It slowly picked up more. At first, I didn't like it, but now I have.
At first, I didn't like it either, but now I watch it. It makes me actually laugh.
I'd grow up.
Adult Swim's real good now, too.
Is it? I haven't been watching.
There's a show called The Eric Andre Show. It's like a late night television show.
What's that about? Is that Andre, dude? Isn't that a. Go on, sorry.
I don't know. Eric Andre is just some, like, mulatto looking guy with an afro. And, like, Hannibal Buress is on it, too. And it's just like a fake late night talk show. And it's just him always destroying the set and having weird ass fucking segments and them. Eating weird food.
So he's having interviews with people, or is it just
there's guests that come on. I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. And they ask him weird questions, and all of a sudden, people just random guests start coming out. He'll start dancing while he's talking to people. Ask him. He's still interviewing them, and he's dancing, and backup dancers are all around him and shit. And he's like,
it was kind of like that. Is it a Funny or Die thing? Was that Gulfinator?
Yeah, kind of like the thing between two ferns. Yeah. There. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That made me laugh a few times. I watched the one with Justin Bieber, but I want to go more about it.
He was on that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
He's like,
tell me that he just ripped on Justin Bieber.
He
did.
Basically, he's like, one of the memes online and shit was like, he's like, so are you going to ask me a question? He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I've just never interviewed a 7-year-old before.
Oh, man. Awesome. I mean, see, all I see, like, whenever, like, I'm online and I'll see, like, something like, Justin Bieber did this. Oh, it's always him getting caught smoking pot and ripping around in, like, his fucking Lamborghini.
Didn't he spit on his fans?
Not that little...
Yeah, why is he retiring?
He didn't get retired. He's about to get deported for egging his neighbor's house. It's like $20,000 worth of damage. Egging a dude's house.
Is he from America?
No, he's from Canada.
He threw eggs.
He egged, like, him and his posse, quotes, I guess that's what, that ain't, Bieber Nights. That was even cooler. They went and fucking put on their armor and fucking went next door and started chucking what I'm assuming. How are you going to cause 17? You're whipping them pretty hard.
Yeah.
And a lot of eggs, maybe they're hard-boiled, maybe, at freezers.
Freezing eggs.
Whipping them, $20,000. That kid's going to probably get it. It said he might get a felony.
One dinosaur egg. It was actually the charges.
An ostrich egg. Yeah, but they're actually, I don't know if they've actually done a verdict as of whatever today is, January 19th, 2014.
Good.
But I don't think, I hope he kind of deserves it. He's kind of a little asshole.
Yeah, no, I think it comes from the way he grew up, dude. Yeah. But that kid had a Lamborghini. Like, he was driving 14. At, like, 6, 14 or something. It's like, dude, how are you driving? You're not even supposed to have a license yet, and you're cruising around in, like, a car that I'll never, ever see.
Yeah.
Which, I don't give a fuck, because it's, like, certain cars, I feel, are, like, yes, it would be cool to have an awesome, fast car.
They're just overkill.
But it's unnecessary. It's vanity. It's like a slap in the face. Like a like you drive past a hobo.
You should have to pay an extra, like...
It's a slap in the face to be like, I have all this excess.
Yeah.
You should have to pay, like, an extra fee, like a... Because of how much that fucking car is. I ain't saying, like, charge someone, but it's like...
If you can afford the car, you should be
how much gas and pollution... I mean, I guess it might not be putting off that much because it's high technology and high performance and shit, but... I bet you, like, 1988 fucking Ford F-150 Lariat is putting out more fucking pollution had, like, than them cars are.
If you had, like, a crazy, crazy, crazy nice car, I mean, would you really be driving it around every day?
Or depending on where I was, yeah, if it was my only car.
I mean, obviously, if you have that, you have multiple cars, you've got money. You know, if you're driving around a Maserati, you got something else that you can drive around with.
I used to really, really want a Dodge Viper. I always used to think that car would always...
Them cars are ripping, man. Them cars are awesome.
I always thought they were so cool looking.
I don't like Dodges, but
that was the only car I ever thought was awesome. Other than that, and the Batmobile.
I'm a Mustang guy.
The Batmobile, I mean...
The Batmobile.
You can't compare
not
that
the new one from the new Christian Bale.
The Batman one. Begins one, like the long, like limo, like look at it.
Yeah.
I've always liked Dick Tracy's car. That yellow fucking. That's another thing that I don't like yellow cars, but fuck, I like that little.
Like is it like car. A taxi cab yellow? Because a lot of cars will fade and end up looking like a banana yellow.
Yeah, that's you never seen Dick Tracy.
All I remember Dick Tracy. I remember Christopher. No, that's. That's Roger Rabbit. I'm thinking.
Al Pacino. Prune Face. Al Pacino. Mumbles.
Flat Top.
That was
Dick
Al Pacino.
Tracy. What the fuck was Dick Tracy? He was a detective.
He was a detective slash cop.
Did he kill people?
Yeah, he did. He was a fucking gangster because people always try and kill him.
Is he fighting Nazis?
What luck was that? Was he killing Nazis? I don't think so. I think this was like 50s and 60s eras.
Yeah, like the noir, LA noir type. I like that kind of shit, the detectives.
I've always loved the shit out of Dick Tracy, just the way that was. It was
just bright, what's he wear, a bright yellow coat and hat? Yellow?
Yeah.
Whatever, man, I'm not saying what he wears, he's I just cool. liked his fucking car.
I always liked the Green Hornet, the Green Hornet's car.
Yeah.
That fucking...
The Black Beauty there, I think that's what it's called.
What kind of car is that?
The Green Hornet's awesome, dude. I don't know about...
Did you like the new movie?
Yes and no.
I mean...
For the most part, yes.
Tonto was a badass. I mean,
who?
Tonto.
You mean Kato?
Yeah,
Tonto. That's Bruce Lee, dude. That's Bruce Lee was Kato in the old show. Dude, the Green Hornet is like on level with almost Batman. He's not as like martial arty. He's more of a brawler, but he's got gadgets and fucking all this cool shit.
And here comes Kato, Bruce Lee, who's just is
a ninja, dude. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He comes Kato, who it could pretty much be on subpar with almost Batman with martial arts, but. We all know that Batman is the man.
Yeah.
So.
I was watching, speaking of Bruce Lee, I was watching the interview that he had done to get on the show for that. Like, and, you know, to get the part of Kato. And he had this, one of the guys that was interviewing him had him stand up, and he was throwing, like, just straight kicks to the dude's face, like, inches away, and the dude is, like, you can see his face, like, oh, God, yeah, like, dude. Getting so scared, but, like, Bruce Lee's so, like, his technique is so there, you know what I mean? He knows he has complete control of what he's doing. This guy is, like, doesn't know him, you know what I mean? He's just, oh, this Chinaman's trying to get a job with us as an actor, like, I don't know him, and he's throwing punches and kicks towards my face.
That dude was a badass, man. Bruce Lee...
He died way before his age, you know what I mean?
He died from, like, an over... Like, I've read into it, and it was, like...
There's a big controversy about how he had, like... I don't know, like, the medicine he was taking caused him to have, like, a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah, they gave him codeine.
Some people said it was weed.
I watched a documentary online. It was weed. It's everything.
Someone say he fought some guy. They gave him that thing from Kill Bill. They gave him the death punch.
The five finger death punch.
Something where he was gonna die.
Five finger death punch. That's a band. The 5-point palm exploding heart technique.
Do you like the Kill Bill movies?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I just not explain the death move in there? No, I hated them fucking movies. Them movies are awesome.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I love me some Quentin Tarantino.
It was like live action anime fights, you know what I mean?
I liked it.
Yeah, it was over the top. I didn't like From Dusk Till Dawn. I liked the part with George Clooney
before the vampires.
Before they go to the titty twister.
Yep.
Dude, those vampires are whack as fuck, man. They look stupid. Harvey Keitel turns into one. The kid with the fucking condom. Shoot me!
Spoilers.
Yeah, I don't even care about spoilers.
Spoilers are like, what, 1980 something?
If you haven't seen From Dusk Till Dawn...
Or Kill Bill, watch Kill Bill
first. Shoot yourself in the foot.
The first Kill Bill was much better than the second one.
Hmm?
I like the first one better than the second one.
Aren't they supposed to be making a new Kill Bill?
There's always rumors going around until I see
Kill William.
If that's what he's doing next, then he'd be coming out. When did he come out with Django last year?
Yeah.
So last Christmas he came out with it. So he usually takes him about 4 to 4 years, 5 years to put out a movie.
Well, he did
Inglourious Bastards.
And, The Man with the Iron Fist.
But he was like an executive producer.
That movie was cool as fuck, too.
With the RZA? Yeah, that was more of the RZA's movie.
I actually really liked that movie.
That movie was awesome.
Enemy movies, yeah. I liked that guy, the Stone Hands.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome. Like, what's his face? I can't even think of his name now.
Russell Crowe.
I didn't like his weapons. I didn't like his spun.
I didn't like his weapon, but I liked his character in that.
Yeah.
Like, he was just a badass, didn't give a shit about anybody.
He was just constantly fucking them.
He is a badass. He comes into the town and just starts slinging dick and killing people.
How many movies is Russell Crowe in where he's not a badass?
I'm not gonna lie to anybody. I watched Gladiator, that's a good movie, and I just never was a big fan of him.
I don't really care.
What?
I love the shit out of Gladiator, don't get me wrong. I just lost touch with him.
Watch him sing in that Les Miserables.
Yeah.
Really? He sings in that movie, yeah.
Well, it's a musical, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a musical, but it's got a cool story. I like that in mind, but he kills himself.
Spoilers. That's a new one, too. Damn.
I like musicals. You ever see Sweeney Todd?
Yeah.
The Johnny Depp one, right?
Yeah, he's like a butcher.
Barber.
Cool. He's a barber.
You know what the best part of that movie is?
What's
his first kill. When he fucking slits that bitch's throat, or whoever, that dude's, and he drops him in behind the chair, and she just plops to the floor.
And they're making meat pies.
Yeah, that's what they're doing the whole time to everybody.
The first one's the best, because they hit that ground so hard, it's like funny when they do it. Yeah. No offense, it made me laugh.
Because you hear
the bones breaking and shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's about a barber who lives above a meat shop, and when he's cutting people's hair, he kills them, pulls a lever, and their bodies go sliding down a chute into, like, the basement of the meat pie store. So people are eating people. It's a good musical. I like Disney movies because of the music in them. I used to have Disney sing-along VHS tapes when I was a kid.
When was the last time you actually watched one of them? Frozen was like that.
I actually YouTubed Be Prepared, The Lion King, Scar singing yesterday. I like Disney music. I have a Pandora channel. I can only think of him with a deep voice.
Yeah. I've never watched...
And Fantasia 2000.
I've never watched all of Fantasia.
I used to when I was a kid. It's not that. I liked
it for the animation.
Props all the artwork, but...
The dinosaurs is where it's at.
See, I was really young. I was like 12 years old. My dad got remarried, and for his honeymoon, they took me and my sister to Disney World and stuff. And like actually at one of the resorts and all that cool shit. And I, there was like a Fantasia live action, like, you know what I mean? Like different. Play type thing. It was insane. Like, you want to talk about like the most like interactive, like play, like they brought people out of the crowd to go up and, you know what I mean? Up on stage and shit. It was cool.
I saw when, there used to be a theme park around here called Darien Lake, but now it's the Six Flags. And before they converted it, they had, I saw one of the last live action Batman shows they had.
Yeah, I remember.
And like, Batman comes driving in on a dirt bike and it's like shooting sparks and they're shooting guns at him. It's cool. It's like, it reminded me of the Tim Burton Batman movie, but just in front of my face. He's like fighting the Joker.
You are just all over Batman's dick, man.
I love Batman.
Batman's awesome.
Oh my god. He's alright. That's all I got. Because he is pretty awesome. He's cool.
He's just super smart and like ninja-like.
He's my favorite DC hero. Like, who's your...
I don't think it matters. I don't even care about Marvel and or DC. It's just I like Batman. He's my favorite out of any of the...
Would be your favorite Marvel character?
Who would be my favorite Marvel character? Like, any superhero?
Yeah, out of the Marvel.
Out of the Marvel... I can't even think of all of them, right? Wolverine is the only one that comes offhand. The way back Wolverine, the short, stout motherfucker, but Beast. Beast would be mine. Yes, Beast.
Which Beast? Was he blue or was he like a big ape man?
I like when he... Big ape man? When original, he still has, like, lab coat on and shit. No, and this big, like, hobbit feet.
Like, when the first X-Men were Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, like, Archangel, and I think Iceman. It was just those ones. And Beast was a big, giant monkey guy. He was like a flesh-colored gorilla dude.
I'm looking.
And I didn't like the new Origins movie, because all they gave him was fucking big-ass feet. The fuck? He's like this skinny kid with giant hobbit feet. Oh, is that what you're just talking about, Jared?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, okay. I'm just like, that's what I said. Was it him, the one with hobbit feet?
Yeah. In the, in that new movie, where you see Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique, she's naked. Yep, there he is. The original X-Men.
Do you see him?
Beast.
He's got like a black undersuit with like a yellow fucking...
Yeah, they were wearing black like and yellow.
Like a tunic. Is that what that would be called? A tunic?
Yeah, he's wearing a tunic.
That's the thing, is like, Wolverine's such a badass, but he had like one of the worst costumes, I think. Not like the old one where it was like yellow and brown, or it was like a brown one.
Yeah, it's like a mustard mix of... Yeah, I know that one.
But then
cool.
He had that like yellow and blue one, and it was just like...
The cartoon one?
Yeah. It was just kind of lame.
During the cartoon, he stabbed Mr. Sinister. That's the first time in the cartoon. That's the only time they ever showed him stabbing somebody. It was because Mr. Sinister had green blood.
Yeah.
You can't show red blood.
Back to Samurai Jack, the reason, like, they show all the violence in that show, everyone's a fucking robot, and the oil is blood. If that was blood, you'd be like, whoa, he just massacred hundreds of people. But, turns out they have robot parts.
Yeah, so he's just cutting a robot up.
It's like, everyone's a fucking robot but him. Everyone he fights is a robot.
I'm going to say Nightcrawler is my final answer.
He's cool.
Is who it is. I do like Beast.
That's your favorite Marvel guy?
Altogether. See, I can't give you a whole background of fucking Marvel characters or DC characters because I didn't get into them all that.
I like the Hulk.
Ooh, the Hulk is cool.
Don't really care too much for Thor because he's like a god. Like,
yeah.
It's like he just took... I understand Stan Lee liked Thor. He probably liked the concept of Thor.
He liked the Norse gods. He liked the whole...
It's cool. I just don't like it being in the superheroes. It just doesn't... for me, at least it doesn't fit.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
I always liked the Hulk, though, when I was a little kid growing up. Yeah.
Have you seen the Hulk versus Wolverine?
Yeah.
Anime? That was actually pretty good.
That was good. And then the Hulk versus Thor is kind of bogus.
Yeah, it was. It was so bogus.
That's a Hulk doing an answer.
The only part I liked about the Hulk versus Thor was, like, the fact that the Hulk picked up, like, Thor's hammer that one time and just
fucking... he did it in the, there's the Avengers cartoon that they did a few years back. He picks up Thor's hammer because, like, no one can pick it up. Because these aliens come and they're like Thor's fighting the Hulk for some reason again, and he picks up his hammer, and they're like, what the fuck?
How does he pick up his hammer?
Because he's that strong.
Oh, he just picked up it, really?
Yeah. He's that strong.
I have a new respect for
the Hulk. The Hulk is awesome. Look, they don't really portray him. Like, I understand he's all... The newest, the best one is literally in the Avengers movie. That's the best looking CGI Hulk. The movies are bogus as fuck.
They never put... I like the story of the one with Edward Norton, though. Like... That was, like, the better of the newer, like, Hulk movies.
Out of the two, but, like, still, the first one with that, what's his name? Eric Bana.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
That movie sucked, dude. That movie sucked.
A two thumbs way, way down.
Speaking of Hulk, there was a video game for Xbox One and maybe the GameCube, I think, called Hulk Ultimate Destruction, and that game was awesome. It was like a Grand Theft Auto where you're the Hulk. You could jump around, blow up buildings, throw people just later. You could just do everything else. You're the Hulk. You couldn't die. You never turned into Bruce Banner, unlike the Hulk game SNES, maybe Genesis. You ever play the Hulk game? Nah. Sucked, dude. Uh-huh. You were the Hulk, and like you could smash shit and beat up people, but it seemed like... Okay, one of the things, you'd fight Abomination, or maybe it was Rhino. You get hit like twice, and you're instantly Bruce Banner. Why the fuck would you become Bruce Banner if you're getting beat up as the Hulk? If anything, you become stronger. Yeah, the Hulk is supposed to become bigger and stronger than whatever he gets.
Yeah, I thought it was like when he gets more pissed off, he gets like
way stronger. He has a healing factor.
So, which game was it where you could run up to cars and make them into your fist?
That was the Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
That game was awesome.
That game was awesome.
I watch people play that all the time.
You could run up to two cars and pound them on the ground, and you turn them into like steel gloves that you'd wear.
That's awesome.
It is pretty crazy. It's awesome. Like sonic shockwaves and all that crazy shit. Man, the thunderclap. You could do the ground pounds that would send shockwaves at people. There was buildings that were destructible. You could jump higher than buildings. You could do like you could grab a person and like seriously, what I used to do just to laugh because it's so overkill. Grab a guy who's a part of like the security. You know, he's just a guy, a little soldier. Go to the top of the tallest building in the game, jump as high as you can, and like do a power bomb. Just like cruising like down to the ground, the Hulk. There was a city level and there was a desert level where you're fighting helicopters and tanks, and all, like, you could catch missiles out of the air and throw them back. A lot of hopping around that game, but you could hop so fucking far. It was awesome. Kind of like prototyping that, but like even farther because you were like the Hulk.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of the. It was awesome.
Prototype is a cool game. Repetitive. Mentioned that before.
I never played the first one. I played the second one. It's cool, but it gets to the point where you're... I understand where games use, like, X is attack, Y is something else. But don't show me the same attack animation every fucking time. Like, you get a movie where you can, like, one-hit helicopters and tanks. You do the same thing to every tank or helicopter. Like, I guess if it works, but, like...
Really? You're right there. You're right. Use, like, the tendrils or whatever. That game was cool.
Prototype 2?
Yeah.
I only played, like, maybe 15 minutes of the second one.
Really?
And then, like, I played that vampire one a little bit, too. The one, like, what is it, I forget what it's called. The prototype where it's, like, you're a vampire or something.
Are you, like, is it, like, a Splinter Cell type game? You're, like, sneaking around and shit as a vampire?
The prototype that's like that?
I don't think there's a prototype where you're a vampire.
Well, no, are you sure it was?
Yeah.
Like,
there's a new game that came out for the Xbox 360.
It was like an expansion or something. I think on the second one.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know about that.
I didn't know anything about this.
Vampire. That's
spoilers.
Pretty weird. I get. I like that.
I just say it.
I like the concept of prototype. You can absorb biomass. You just suck in people.
Just absorb their memories.
You get their memories. Eventually, things will all be the same. You absorb like hundreds of people in that game. Eventually, you'd be like, oh, it doesn't even matter anymore.
You could probably just
be so smart.
You could just put it in, like, spot in your memory, like they do in Sherlock Holmes. Or Sherlock.
You could be, the guy would be so heavy. You just absorb people, like, absorbing the biomatter, put it in yourself.
His poops must be delicious.
You never shit in that game. It's not part of the game.
It's not part of it.
Disappointment.
But you see a lot of blood happening.
That's true, too.
But also that virus that infected you or whatever is probably eating up most of the flesh. Need something to live off of.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. I'm just making it feasible.
It kills
other
people. It kills everyone else, and then he's like a mutant.
He's got the right DNA.
Pretty much like the T-Virus.
Going to Resident Evil. It always goes back to Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, The Matrix. That's funny.
Because we're in The Matrix.
What do we got going on? Oh.
48.
Cool.
I'm trying to think of other games.
Well, we were talking about Ninja Turtles. You ever play the one for NES? That game was hard as fuck, man.
It was hard.
I didn't understand. I couldn't get past the underwater level. You gotta, like, defuse bombs or something.
The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not on Xbox?
No.
No, I haven't. I got it.
There's Turtles in Time on Xbox.
I played... I was gonna go through a whole list of them on Xbox. I got download the one, like, the 1989 arcade one.
Yeah, that was the second one for the NES.
Yeah.
restart out the burning building and everything. Yeah.
You fight whoever the fuck is it. Who do you fight? The big guy with gloves in the beginning. The big guy with gloves that narrowed it down, didn't it?
There's like a Ninja Turtles guy with big guy with gloves.
An enemy. It was like a human. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just crazy.
I don't know, man. Turtles in Time was probably my favorite one for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was alright.
Yeah, me, man. I have not played that
one. It was an arcade type one. Beat 'em up, Streets of Rage style.
Yeah.
Just like the arcade soldiers. One?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's the way Ninja Turtles 3 was for NES, too.
Playing all these games online and shit, no wonder arcades made so much fucking money, man. How many times I die, I'm like, oh, there's another court. Altered Beast I played, and I'm like, these motherfuckers must at least get $50 off a kid just to beat the game once.
That was probably back in the day when it was a quarter to fucking...
The high times, man. The heyday, baby.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that, like, the Xbox Live Arcade exists, because there's a lot of really cool games. The only thing I don't like is, if I'm not connected to the internet, my internet's out, I can't play the full versions of the games I bought.
That is some bullshit.
That is bullshit, dude. Big time bullshit. Like, say I ran out of money, I became poor, could only afford electricity, still have my Xbox and a TV, but no internet. Can't play the full versions of the games that I bought. What the fuck is that, dude?
That's how all systems. The Xbox One, you gotta be connected to the internet, fucking.
PS3 isn't like that. Like, whenever I download a game, it's there. Like, I don't have to be connected to the internet to play it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's some shitting down some chest right there. Thanks, Microsoft. Thank you.
Cocksuckers.
Way to fucking rape us. Luckily for me, I have the fortunate to have internet. And play my games all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of other games.
It's all good.
What have you been playing? State of Decay, mostly. I played the shit out of that yesterday, and that Breakdown Edition DLC is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's better than the story mode. It's better than the original game.
My thing is, you gotta get... The whole point is to build up your colony, but... To advance in the actual breakdown, you gotta find an RV, fix it up, and get out of that town, and it restarts you back at that town. All anew? Like, you're back by yourself, or you have your squad?
You have your people with you. You can choose... I think you can choose, like, 6 people to go in the RV with you. So you can have a bunch of beefed-up characters by the end.
What the fuck would you only have 6 characters? I have, like, 14 in my squad right now. I should stack them all.
Fuck them.
Slave trade shit. They stacked them up like a Chinese in their dorm rooms.
Whatever.
Fuck, you fit 14 people in an RV. Easily. You stack them. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I got a fat guy in my group now. No dice. Get out of here.
That guy can be the driver.
He can't do nothing. Stinks.
Tell Slim Jim to fucking do some push-ups. Fuck.
What about you, Mike?
I went back to playing a little bit of Skyrim, and then... I got bored of that because, well, I've done everything possible in my world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then I was telling him I just started playing that League of Legends.
Mm-hmm. How's that? I've never replayed that.
It's a weird mix of a game. It's like, it's got like, the way you play, it's kind of like Diablo 2, but it's not like the same concept. It's like RTS meets like fortress defense kind of deal.
I understand that there's characters that you don't play as that are constantly going towards the other people's bases, like little drones.
Yeah, and you got to kill off the other drones and like kill off the other like people that are playing go attack their base.
It's like Monday Night Combat sort of in a sense to where there's like hero classes of like different types and what it is to get to like blow up the bases.
You can do like 5-on-5 or like 3-on-3.
That's cool.
It's all PvP style like that, but it's like RTS style at the same time because like you gotta attack another base and that's the object, you know what I mean?
Computer game?
Yeah.
First person?
It's like Diablo 2 over top, you know what I mean? Kind of like that.
It's cool.
But it's free though. Like my little brother actually got me into playing it because I saw him playing it and I was like, what is this? And he's like, oh, it's League of Legends. You never heard of it? And I'm like,
No. Do you get to create and customize your own characters or do you like gear them out or how's it work?
It's like you level up and like you go to a shop and you buy new items and stuff like that. And like it's like one of those things you have to play to like understand it.
Yeah.
It's different though. It's definitely fun. Like
that's cool.
I mean, to jump on and just play a few rounds, you know what I mean? And then you're done, you know what I mean? You're like, all right, I'm bored. And then a couple days later, you're like, I'll play a couple more rounds, you know?
Yeah, I heard Blizzard's coming out with their own version of it to where they're going to have other, like, most famous characters from other games. Like, Arthas, the Lich King from World of Warcraft. They're going to have Illidan from World of Warcraft.
I imagine a lot of
characters from StarCraft, like Kerrigan.
So that's who makes the League of Legends is Blizzard?
I don't think so.
I think that was just like its own like private thing.
That's why Blizzard is going to make their own
kind of style of game like that.
Oh, so they're making a style of game like that. So
yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. I was looking it up.
It's okay.
When they make Monday Night Combat 2.
That game was fun.
Monday Night Combat?
No, go back.
That is a game. We can go off about Monday Night Combat. That game's cool. It's like we're talking about, it's like a tower defense game almost, but it's a third-person shooter that's almost like Team Fortress, except it's in the future, and your team, it's orange versus blue. Your team's got robots that are trying to get this thing called the money ball towards your, in the center of your base. And as you kill the other team's robots and or other players, you get money that you can use to buy turrets and upgrades for your character.
Yeah, it was
and it's
awesome.
Cool. There's a heavy character that can turn into like a turret. There's a medic guy who's like an engineer who I used to play as because you could set down like a little turret. And you could upgrade the fuck out of it because he could upgrade turrets and like defenses. And you could upgrade that little turret. And then and just heal it and just sit behind a corner and have that little turret do all the work for you.
And there was that assassin, too.
There was a ninja who I wasn't very good as, who was cool, good stealth. Who else is there? There's like a,
Oh, it's already.
Regular.
It's out on Steam.
Oh, what? See, that's what sucks about having a console and then things coming out for PC instead.
Either get a good. I want to get that Steam machine, man. Get a whole shitload of games. I might abandon this whole generation of consoles because they put everything out for the PC.
Didn't Alienware just make their own Steam machine?
Everybody has, man. Some of them, they go. I read an article where they go from $500 to $6,000. So it's not like it's a price benefit, but it's just something cool. I would purchase one over this generation of consoles.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I mean
until they start actually putting out good and, I don't know, $500 is worth buying. Like, Valve Steam machine, I think, is only $500.
I imagine there's
don't quote me.
Cheaper, because I know the Alienware.
Oh yeah, they're making a cheaper one, but I would rather trust Valve more than
the Alienware one. Steam powered too.
They have a Steam OS they're making for it. And
I'm talking about there's actually.
Oh, you actually got to add a cup of water a day for it to work properly.
Gaming machine. What the fuck is this, dude? Little things.
Just every few seconds, you see steam pop out of it. Got to keep it away from your electronics or power bar. Starts fires.
It's real hot. Fuck, man.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
It's funny. You know, I was thinking about how, like, dogs, they all come from wolves. And it's just nuts to think that a chihuahua came from a fucking wolf. Like, just through selective breeding.
Then I was
like, this dog is smaller, let's breed these two small dogs. They had, let's take the runts from those ones, breed them together, like...
And eventually you just get this tiny, tiny little chihuahua with, like, no hair.
Yeah, dude. All dogs come from a fucking wolf.
No, there's a... I can't disagree or agree, but I read an article yesterday, on the old Reddit.
Uh-huh.
And it said there is another breed that in between them, like, how we have an evolution thing, how we have six species before us, and you can't find a fucking... Any of them alive, but you find millions of chimps and fucking millions of us. But that was the same thing that happened with, like, dogs. From dogs, there was a breed, like canine, obviously, another one, cousin to wolf. And we inhabited that and eventually became a dog.
Cousin to wolf.
Cousin wolf.
I think about sometimes, too, if, like, the spelled main species... Because we derive from primates, right?
Yeah.
What if it wasn't primates? What if it was, like...
A bear.
Bear people.
Oh, you're just saying like a. I'm thought
because we come from monkeys, like a, right?
Imaginative really, sense.
It could be, yeah, yeah.
What if a meteor hit us and it was like a bear that fucking became evolved into the intelligent species?
Yep, that's what we just said.
I can dig that.
That'd be cool. Bear people. What would be our differences though? Our faces, big time. Our ears and shit. Be nuts. We wouldn't have thumbs.
Would we still like rotten things? Like eat like garbage?
Bugs. See, that's one thing that I don't understand that we don't do in this country is eat bugs. Oh, most other countries eat
them. You want to be technical, I mean.
Instead of popcorn, dude, if you ate a thing of like fried crickets or something, it's probably better than eating popcorn.
Yeah, they do in other countries like that. I would. But, I don't know. Think about it this way. All the processed foods, like the FDA, they have to like keep their like bug and like hair limit out of their food. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like a limit. Certain, you can't like get shit through.
Yeah, they like stuff goes through. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I know.
But they had to keep a that percentage so far down, but there's a lot of bugs in like all of our canned goods and crap like that.
Yeah. I honestly don't care as long as I don't get sick. I'll eat a bug all day because they're good for you.
I bet you it builds your immune system better. Eating a bug, right?
I would eat a giant wood larva.
Dude, if I was fucking hungry, you know, goddamn right, I'll fucking make a cactus and pull out damn kebab.
I hear it's actually not that bad.
Well, those giant grubs, those jungle grubs.
Yeah, I hear it's actually not that bad. You just got to get past the consistency of like what it, you know what I mean?
Fear Factor style. Like. People, though, I think on Fear Factor, I could do all the eating shit unless it was rotten, because that would be like, dude, this is bad for you. It's going to make me sick. I don't want to fucking do this.
You would definitely drink like, the donkey cum.
And then, yeah, I don't give a shit. Nah, donkey jizz for like $1 million, yeah, I'd do it. As long as
there was $1 million where they having like tournament maybe, style where like each team who won they go into like a semifinal. Time. I can't remember, man, but I
if like that. Yeah, man, I don't care. I'd eat bugs. I'd eat like weird shit. I don't care.
I mean, would not drink donkey
shit. Being a cook, dude, I'd try anything once pretty much.
Especially for tons of money like that. But just some of the things probably I couldn't do physically. You got a monkey bar a mile and then jump onto a helicopter. Fuck. I'm not scared, I just can't do it.
I could do the more physical shit probably. I could. It would be the fucking eating shit that would bother me so much, man. Like some of the bugs and whatever I could eat no problem. They do look kind of tasty. Like scorpions, if you cut that stinger off. Pincers, man.
Spider lobster.
Which the shrimp makes way... Like, shrimp are exactly the same thing, and people love the shit out of shrimp.
Yeah, dude, all seafood, most things are just water bugs.
Tell you what right now.
Fucking crabs are.
I love me some lobster.
I love some lobster, too. It used to be the poor man's food.
I wish it still was, because I can't afford fucking lobster.
Immigrants living on
it's all going.
Shores and the docks around this country used to just eat tons of lobster, like Maine.
Really?
Maine, you can New still York. Go out and do, like, all-you-can-eat lobster for, like, $15.
It's worth the gas money.
Get a car that runs on lobster.
runs on leftover butter.
So you got like one of those lobster ribs flapping on your antenna and shit.
Oh man, that sounds so good right now.
Mmm, seafood.
I gotta say, that was the best part about living on the coast was seafood. Like fresh seafood, like everywhere. Sushi was awesome.
Got a ghost in the house.
Ghost with a black lighter.
Oh snap.
What was I gonna say? Oh, now that it's all being like polluted by Fukushima and shit, you know, weird lobsters and fish.
Well, that's the what? It's the Pacific?
And then down in the Gulf is all still polluted with oil, probably. Oh, how could you get rid of all that oil? You know what I mean? You're losing all that. They're still doing it. They don't give a fuck.
Bring it. Thanks, Superman Powers.
Thanks, BP.
There's a ghost in here.
Shit's falling.
Thanks, BP. Go get DP.
And all they had to say is, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Here's a couple dollars.
Our bad.
Have a good one. We're not going to, you know, have some money. A quarter of what we're going to make within the next quarter.
Word. You want to wrap it up?
You want to wrap it up like wrap a Christmas present? Wrap this shit present? Up
like that donkey's dick.
Donkey's dick. I would eat dick over donkey jizz.
Oh, yeah, you would. Jerry just came out.
Barbecue that shit, you know what I mean? Eat like a fucking...
A barbecue sauce on it?
Like a pig's dick.
You hear that, guys?
You know what I mean? What would you rather do? Take a eat a cup of semen or the dick that the
I'd rather eat a wiener. Yeah, I'd rather donkey, eat a wiener.
Fry you like cook that bitch, you know what
it's
I mean?
Good for you, builds vigor.
Give me some fucking potato bread and some mustard, some nice brown mustard.
It's an aphrodisiac, dude. You'll eat it and have a boner the whole time.
I mean? Give me some Ruffles potato chips, I'll eat the fuck out of it, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna wash it down with the jizz though. I'll have like a cup of juice or something. Jesus Christ, give me a break.
Eat it with my butt.
All right, everybody.
I'm about to go mow some breakfast dinner.
I'm going to go eat.
Don't be jealous, fellas.
Maybe I some sandwiches. Slightly. I'm not. Send that
all
shit
the
to
eggs.
Me. Thanks for joining us, bacon. Everybody. You know, have a good week. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/ Bunktastic Podcast.
You're there.
/ Bunktastic Podcast.
Our links are up on our Podbean. We got an app.
Bunktastic.podbean.com. Follow us. Join us.
Yeah, thanks for the support, everybody.
Later,
see you
guys.
Later.
Thanks for joining us. Woo.
you, future Kyle, who's editing this.